right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink filmmakers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me where my suit is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No. It's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty. Isis?
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for silence to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well.
I'm a little upset at the massive amount of stuff that actually came out this week.
It was a busy week.
I mean, for me personally.
That's good.
You know, I mean, not everything. Bad. I mean, we talk a lot about this stuff, about a lot of the stuff that we get on the show.
Sure.
But we don't always talk about all the stuff that we get personally.
Right.
And I have to say, as I'm sitting here, and you are flanked on either side of you by the ironclad Decimator Dunny
right.
from Dock A, and the box is on one side of you, and the actual Dunny is out on the
other side
area there. Fuck you, because it is mad expensive, even the regular one.
Oh, really? Is it the price skyrocketed?
It's like $100.50 or something.
Oh, yeah, that's more than I paid.
Yeah, no shit. So, yeah, so I've been looking at it, though. I've been hoping and praying and
you know what? If you're patient,
I know.
Listen, if you're going to spend $150 on the Doc A piece, wait for his show next week and see if you can get an original. I mean,
for $150?
I doubt it.
Wait, are we going to that?
Of course we are.
When is that?
It's next Friday night at My Plastic Heart.
Oh, you mean after New York Comic Con?
That's right.
This is one of those radio mentions we have to do.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah.
New York Comic Con, we will be there all 4 days.
All 4 days.
3261.
3261.
And we'll talk a little bit more about New York Comic Con in the second segment. Some of the
things
we know going
on. Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say next week, and you know there is no show next
week. No, there is no show next week. No, but there's a lot going on in our booth that's really awesome.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on at Benny's booth. Benny is like...
Who's Benny again?
From Tenacious Toys.
Never heard of him.
Benny's booth is going to be like Mecca.
Benny, who's named Benny?
You know, lots of people that friends of the show. Nathan Hamill going to be there.
Wow, really?
He's got a release. Yeah, we'll talk about his release.
I just saw his dad at Celebration.
At Celebration, right?
I got to hang out with his dad a little bit.
Jay Rue going to be there? You know,
I know what you want me to do. You want me to out him as Banksy.
Well,
I'm not going to do it, OG.
You know what?
I am not going to tell anyone the secret I know that Jay Rue is Banksy. I'm not going to do it.
But you know what, though? We actually got a voicemail.
Really?
From Banksy.
Really?
Yep, let's play it.
This is Banksy. There's no truth to the rumor that J. Ruin and I are the same person. He's nothing but a two-time, two-bit con artist who's masquerading as a artist. And
so there you go.
Awesome.
So yes, there you go.
I'm sure that was Banksy.
Look, he says...
He says he's not J. Rue.
That's what he says.
Okay. Really convincing. You know what's really funny? Sounds a little like J. Rue. So if it is Banksy saying he's not J. Rue, doesn't that make him... Doesn't that make Banksy J. Rue?
We've entered into some sort of weird paradox at this point.
There is.
But yes, New York Comic Con, of course, next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sunday, Monday.
So much going on. Oh. So many awesome panels. I saw there's a Voltron panel.
There's a Voltron panel. I got that email today.
And Scott, if you go to the panel.
Yeah, Scott Nikolic from Mattel is actually going to give away
a Black Lion.
A Black Lion from the humongous builder that they've been putting out over the last 7 months.
And there's also going to be some announcements at that panel regarding the film.
The live action film.
The live action movie.
I don't want to hear that, I think.
No?
I don't think I want to see a live action Voltron.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
There's the new Turtles, there's a panel, I think, with them. Uh-huh. Speaking of which, a cartoon premiered on Saturday night. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but with a few exceptions, I hear it's really good.
I've heard that, too. Yeah, I've heard it's really good.
Arrow is going to have a big presence there. And actually, DC announced a couple weeks ago that October 10th, which I think is next Thursday, is Arrow Day. They've got got a bunch of because that's the day the show premieres.
Sure. Are you gonna make sure that you get over to the booth that day so you can get all the little Arrow tchotchkes that they're gonna
do? I damn well am gonna try to get over to the booth that day.
That shirtless picture.
I want Arrow bric-a-brac. You know that picture. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
How about we say that this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
It is
episode 264.
It's a miracle.
All right, let's
that
do
we've
this.
Gotten this far.
That we have gotten this far. Geek stuff. So there was an image that was released online today of Deadshot that's going to appear in Arrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and there's been talk.
I haven't seen such an image.
I just saw it little bit ago.
You're asking me to talk about something, and you haven't shown it to me. You know, this is the part of the show, OG, that we need to keep discussing. It's called show prep. So when you want to discuss a picture of Deadshot as he's going to appear on the new Arrow TV series, here's an idea. You might want to share it with the other host. And for the simple reason that you're now going to talk about something for 15 minutes that I haven't even seen.
The picture's not... Yeah, that's it. It's a teaser image.
Blow it up! I can't even... What is that? It looks like a gun. Oh, I see. It's a dude with a face.
He's got the like eye thing over the one eye.
Really?
And it's red.
Where's the white hood?
Look, no one knows for
it's
sure.
A new
Look, this show is clearly. People keep saying it's good.
I know you're scared. I understand. I understand your fears.
Well, after DC's, you know, more or less essentially raped Green Arrow in the new 52.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. No, they raped Green Arrow in the new
really?
52 universe.
Raped. That's a pretty strong word.
So, well, that's kind
of... I don't believe the feminists listening would appreciate your use of the term rape.
As I read that book, it kind of feels as though Oliver Queen was fucked without asking for it. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying. Book is El Stinko. Remember
there's
that?
There's us earning that explicit tag.
Anyway, so It's a Miracle is the title of tonight's episode.
Yes. Do we want to discuss that now?
Well, you might as well. It's the show namesake. But before we get to that, though,
uh-huh.
I have a little Todd McFarlane news
that
will lead
ties
into that.
In with that.
Yeah. And it's actually another – this is a lawsuit. Another lawsuit.
Oh, awesome. This may explain mine.
No, not at all.
Your news may explain my news.
No, but this will make you laugh.
Okay.
Todd McFarlane is suing Al Simmons for a book that he wrote, The Art of Being Spawn. Now, do you remember Al Simmons?
Is this the guy on which Spawn is based?
Right. And he's like McFarlane's longtime friend. This is the guy, if you remember, back in its heyday,
right,
that McFarlane would bring with him to all the... This guy used to sign stuff at
right.
cons
yeah.
as Al Simmons.
Yeah.
This guy, yeah. So apparently he wrote some book about, you know, his involvement in the character and like how it changed him, and you know, the typical
and
so kind
now
of
Todd is suing
and
him.
Now he's suing him, saying it was a breach of like employee loyalty and he gave away trade secrets, and it's just Todd being a petty dickbag.
Did he give away that Todd is actually retarded?
Is
that one of the secrets? It's not a secret, Todd.
As far as I know, he did not give away the secret of the lisp.
Lisp. You're kind. Well, in other McFarlane lawsuit news, a rumor has it that Todd McFarlane has given up his claim to the Miracle Man, Marvel Man trademark.
That's quite outstanding and shocking at the same time.
Exactly. So what that means is, at the end of the day, Marvel Comics
right now
holds the trademark. Theoretically, they hold the trademark to both Marvel Man and Miracle Man. But I don't think that's true.
Where does Neil
fit into
this?
So that's what I'm saying, because I'm pretty sure my recollection of conversations that I have personally had with Neil Gaiman lead me to believe that Neil thinks he owns Miracle Man from the 80s.
Right.
That he owns the Eclipse.
Right.
All the Eclipse stuff, and has it in his basement, and all the films are in his basement. He even has the ones that he and Mark Buckingham did at the end of the series that never got printed.
Right.
Before the company went under. So the report seems to indicate that there could be an announcement from Marvel in weeks about, unbelievable as it may sound, reprints of the 80s Miracle Man stuff.
That would be awesome.
So now I am vividly glued to Neil Gaiman's blog.
Right.
Because I'm waiting to see what Neil says about that. Because now let's say this as kindly as we can. Neil is sort of in bed with Marvel.
Right, he's okay with Marvel.
Yeah, because he actually, you'll remember that awful book, was 1602. Two, yeah.
Yeah.
That Neil did for Marvel.
Right.
Where, and the long and short of that story, or that rumor, which I never got a confirmation or denial about, was that he did that so that Marvel would back him in the Miracle Man lawsuit.
Right.
Miracle Man, Marvel Man. We're just going to say Miracle Man, but we mean Marvel Man also. It's the same fucking character. Marvel made them change the name in the 70s, blah, 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 or 80s, rather. And so without going through a diatribe, listen, just go back in the episode
and
listen.
It.
Yeah, because I know once we talked about it for like 40 minutes. So.
Easily.
The point is that, so I don't think Neil would have a problem with this. So much so that it seems very likely that if it does go forward as far as reprinting issues go, they will probably reprint Alan Moore's stuff and Neil Gaiman's stuff from the 80s Eclipse Miracle Man series, and quite possibly print for the first time the other Miracle Man stories, the other issues that Neil Gaiman and Mark Buckingham did.
But never saw the light.
But never saw the light of day. And that also could lead to, of course, more Miracle Man. It could lead to more Miracle Man in one of two ways. It's either going to lead to more Miracle Man, which hopefully they would allow Neil and Mark Buckingham to continue doing.
Right.
Or it could lead to some sort of bookend series which brings Miracle Man, Marvel Man to a close.
Right.
Which I think would be a much better option, because I just don't think Neil wants to write serialized books again. Although I think, from what I hear, I think he's doing another Sandman book.
Yes, he is doing another Sandman book.
But again, there's a beginning and an end. So if they did offered the same thing with Miracle Man, I think, Neil, if you're listening, I think you should take it and not worry about the longevity of it. You know, let Marvel publish the ones you didn't publish, and do a 4 or 6 issue series to wrap up the character.
Right.
You know, not that Alan Moore would have anything to do with it. But I'm just saying, I think that would be the way to go, I would say.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
Especially if they're going to reprint the old series, because that would be incredible.
It'll give people like me a chance to actually read the character that I feel like I know so much about, yet so little about.
I'm missing, like, 3 key issues.
Right.
It's so bizarre. But one of them is that really rare issue. I think it's like number 12. It's also like $300 or $400. you know, there's one of them that was like seriously underprinted or some crap like that. Anyway, Miracle Man.
Kevin Feige at Marvel in a recent interview. That pesky Hulk movie came up again, whether or not there's going to be a Hulk movie.
Uh-huh.
And he said if there is, it's not going to be until at least after Avengers 2.
Oh, so I thought he was going to say, but it's not going to be with Mark Ruffalo.
No,
that
no,
would
no.
be awesome.
That would be terrible. But...
No,
it would
be awesome. That would continue the trend,
yeah.
Every movie having a different guy play the Hulk.
But Ruffalo was so good.
No one's saying he wasn't good or not good.
But anyway, and then they said, well, what do you think it might be? And he, you know, very kind of non-committally said, well, you know, Planet Hulk and World War Hulk, those are two pretty cool storylines. Somewhere in that ballpark. So, of course, the rumor now is that if we do see a Hulk solo movie, it could be a Planet Hulk or a World War Hulk type story. Which would kind of work with this whole Marvel in space angle.
That would, actually. That's what they could do. They could just launch the Hulk into space during Avengers 2, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
You know, so
I think have we heard yet whether they have hired David Strathairn as
Doctor Strange?
Strange, because that's going to make or break the Thor 2 movie.
I don't. I think that rumor was debunked again.
Hey, let's talk about Marvel ripping off somebody else.
Does Marvel rip people off?
Yeah, apparently.
Uh-oh.
Marvel's about to put out a book called Avengers Academy.
Okay.
Avengers Arena,
okay.
Which is a. I think what they're going for is an homage to Battle Royale.
Okay.
And it's described as take 16 of Marvel's youngest heroes, toss them into a murderous murder world show run by Arcade, and you have the premise behind Avengers Arena.
So this is kind of like Battle Royale meets Running Man.
No, it's straight up Battle Royale, just with superpowers. But I want you to take a look at, and hopefully everybody will be able to see this image on their iDevice or whatever we usually say in this thing.
Right.
You see that?
Oh my God, that's the Battle Royale logo.
So they have taken not only the Battle Royale logo, but the Battle Royale sort of poster. And made it into the cover using, the same
wow,
sort of logo.
Wow, that's disgusting.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't entirely hate the premise.
They all look like they're dressed in, you know, like school uniforms.
Yeah, it kind of actually, when I said Running Man, I think that was the wrong thing. Maybe I should have said more like Smash TV. Do you remember that video game?
Yeah, of course.
We used to play for
you
hours.
You used to play it all the time? Yeah, I remember. So it's, I think... Marvel needs to be churning out some new ideas.
Marvel Now!
Yeah.
And later.
Marvel Now. Any announcement on Daredevil? I didn't hear.
No, not that I'm confused.
But
there was a new Daredevil book that came out this week.
No, that's true. It's the One of Eight. It's like End of Days.
End of Days.
Or something like that.
Which is interesting.
Trader Waiter.
Right. Well. I find it interesting because One of Eight, which means it's going to be at least 8 months,
yep.
right? Unless it's going to be four if they put out 2 a month.
Nope.
But that's past when Marvel Now starts.
Or he's going to be Wave 2 of Marvel
so
Now.
So this sits
Marvel
outside
later.
Of continuity.
Marvel Later.
Now and Later.
He'll be Marvel Later.
You know, Now and Later's the candy sucked.
They do. You pull out your fillings.
I know.
You had fillings.
All right.
So anyway, Marvel's ripping off Battle Royale, but they're kind of proud of it. And I'm just like, wow, that is just not an original idea. And guess what? Why couldn't they do Marvel Hunger Games?
I'm just gonna
like,
say
what
that.
Is that what they couldn't do? So they decided to go to the source material for Hunger Games?
I don't hate the premise with Arcade and all the stuff. It's kind of sounds cool, but it is a bit of a ripoff.
Yeah.
And then you see the image and you're like, no, it's a ripoff.
No, it's a ripoff.
Yeah.
No, they knew what they were doing.
Patrick Stewart.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Sir Patrick Stewart. I'm going to read four words for you. Yes, I'll be reprising.
His role as Professor X in X-Men 4.
Right. So now he says that he is reprising his role as Professor X, but he doesn't say in what capacity. And then a couple days later, Famke Janssen says, oh, well, you know, the Phoenix could come back kind of thing. And so now, of course, this means people start talking. Well, what does this mean? How does this work?
It means there's X-Men 4.
Right. Well, we already know there's – well, maybe it doesn't mean there's X-Men 4. Because this is what I've heard, and this actually sort of makes sense, in that maybe Xavier...
Don't you say Days of Future Past.
That, well, we already know that that's the plot for First Class 2.
Uh-huh.
So...
Go on.
So maybe he's playing... Maybe he's playing older Professor X, and he will come back and meet younger Professor X. Who played Professor X in First Class? That was, what's his name, right?
It was Bilbo Baggins.
Fassbender?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No, not Fassbender.
McAvoy.
McAvoy.
Fassbender was Magneto. Awesome Magneto. Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see if that actually happens. I'm not holding my breath, but one never knows.
Nah.
And then, last but not least this week, well, you don't watch Doctor Who, but this past week's episode was the farewell to Amy Pond.
Oh, really?
And Amelia Pond, rather, and Rory, and it was sad. But there was some awesome stuff in the episode. And there's a lot of people that hate it. I'm not going to spoil it for you or anybody that hasn't watched it yet.
She can't die. She has to have that kid.
But I will say that paradoxes and.
Oh.
But anyway, there were some really cool things in the episode. But the reason why I actually brought up Doctor Who, two reasons. Peter Jackson has expressed some interest in possibly directing an episode of Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. And the people behind Doctor Who were like, I actually think it was Matt Smith was like, yes, we should film in New Zealand. So,
yes.
So I wouldn't be surprised if that happens soon.
It's going to be a while.
And Neil is directing an episode I think either this season, sometime later this season.
I thought I had read that somewhere.
Yeah,
maybe
he's already directed an episode or two for the show. But he's going to be directing another episode. And, of course, if they bring Peter Jackson on board, who's a huge Who fan.
Did you hear the more important news?
Pretty exciting. What's the more important news?
That Karen Gillian is going to pose in Playboy.
Oh, I did not hear that news.
Maybe I just dreamt that.
I think you just dreamt that. And then another BBC-related news, October 4th. Although I can't find any confirmed listings in the United States.
I'm guessing also that the porn thing was probably a dream.
That was also a dream. Okay. Tomorrow is supposed to be Red Dwarf Day. Red Dwarf X is tomorrow. Definitely for sure in the UK on Dave. But I haven't seen
the US.
I haven't seen it listed on PBS yet in the US.
Okay.
Now that doesn't mean I don't know because PBS is weird. PBS different PBSs.
Yeah.
Because they're all affiliates, do different things. So maybe it's just not in our area.
It's not going to be on BBC.
No, it's good. It's. I think PBS has the rights to that one.
Oh.
So I don't know what that means. And I haven't seen it confirmed anywhere yet.
Let me tell you what it means.
What does it mean?
I watched the third episode of Downton Abbey season 3 on Sunday.
Yeah, I know. I know.
That's what it means.
I know.
That means I don't care when it premieres, as long as it premieres on the
On the torrent?
Yes.
I'm sure that it will premiere on the torrent.
Yes. Downton Abbey, season 3.
Right.
Awesome so far.
I'm still in season 1 somewhere. So with that, I think we could probably take our first break.
Yes, let's do that, OG, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 264, It's a Miracle.
Hey, this is Judah Friedlander, the world champion from 30 Rock and Stand Up, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, because you're a winner.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 264, It's a Miracle.
It is a miracle.
Let's go right into this.
Geek Stuff, DVD News.
Uh-huh.
Before we get to this week's DVDs. We should mention that...
We did skip a week.
Right. We should mention that last week...
I blame myself.
Avengers came out on DVD.
Yes. In many, many forms.
In many, many forms.
The one you want is the gold box.
Unless you can get the suitcase edition.
I haven't seen the suitcase edition. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
What's
in there?
Friends of the... I don't know exactly. You'd have to ask one E-Rock.
Oh, did he get it?
He did not get one, but he saw it.
Ah.
It went to somebody else over there, I believe.
I see.
But also out last week was Batman, The Dark Knight Returns Part 1.
Wow!
Yeah. I've heard nothing but awesome things about it.
Yep.
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I've heard nothing but awesome things about it. So that's pretty exciting. And then, of course, this week, there's a couple of things I thought would be worth mentioning. In the Disney realm, Cinderella is out in the new, what is it, the Diamond Edition, I guess they're called now. There's like the Blu-ray re-releases.
Yeah, what the hell?
I know. It's like, I'm not getting all of them. Only a couple of them am I getting on Blu-ray at this point. Because I have all
Which
of them.
Which ones?
Am I getting on Blu-ray?
Yeah.
I got Lion King on Blu-ray.
I'll get them on Blu-ray as long as they're in the combo pack.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because well, at Lion some King... point, I'm just going to build a digital
right.
library.
Well, Lion King was 2 and 1.5 or whatever it was. Not that I really care about either of those, but I still got them. Also out this week is Dark Shadows, which I have no interest in seeing. Downton Abbey Seasons 1 and 2 Limited Edition Set came out this week. And it says original UK version, but I don't know what that means. So if someone out there picks that up...
What?
Downton Abbey Seasons
original
1 and 2.
UK
it says
version.
Original UK version.
Oh, I don't
know what that means.
Maybe it was cut differently.
The Princess Bride 25th Anniversary Edition came out this week.
It's like every year they have an anniversary edition. We need to also say that that Bond set came out.
The Bond set came
like
out.
That
oh,
was
that was last week.
Week.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
20 Bond films on Blu-ray. I think at Target it's on sale for like $160.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was or the Blu-ray one? Maybe the Blu-ray. No, maybe that's the regular one. But the Blu-ray one was like $180 or something.
Wow, that's
like that.
Pretty cheap actually. I'm
I know.
Surprised.
I think I might.
I'm surprised.
I think I might.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't time soon because I'm broke. No, but I mean, at some point, I think I'm gonna pick that up.
And then, of course,
what's that giant set there that you're looking at?
That's the Cinderella Trilogy Limited Edition Collectible Jewelry Box. It's a lot of nonsense. It's like Cinderella, Cinderella
Wait,
2,
oh,
Cinderella
what are you looking
3.
At?
You're talking about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, it looks like it's a box. That's the new thing, I guess. Thank you, Harry Potter.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, look, Disney, the last Cinderella set that came out came in a box that looked like a pillow, I think. Like the pillow that the slipper sits on. And there was a giant Lion King box set that came out not so long ago. And there was an Aladdin box set that came out many moons ago. I mean, it's nothing tremendously new. And, of course, the one that I'm most excited about this week, I think, is Iron Sky, The Reich Strikes Back. What are you laughing for?
Because we have it right here.
that's why I'm excited.
Yeah. So we were kind of really insane about this movie when we saw the trailer and stuff.
And then it never got a release.
It never got a release.
It never got theatrical release.
Yeah,
no,
which I'm surprised at because this is one of those so bad it's good kind of movies.
This one should have got, even if it was like a limited engagement, like single weekend release, it should have been released. I think it probably would have done better than they had anticipated. But yes, we do have a copy here in the studio.
Yep.
And I believe...
We're going to give one away, I think. We have 3 to give away.
Okay.
So we're going to give one away this week and then 2 more following Comic-Con. So we don't want to...
So how do we want to do this?
I have no idea.
I think.
Hey, you know what, OG? Can we put the show on hold for a second?
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl.
So that's what we're going to do.
All right.
So. Go.
So for this first one, we're going to be giving away, 3 copies, we said, over subsequent shows.
Right.
We're
so
giving away
just
one tonight.
Just one for this contest.
So what you're going to do is you're going to send us an email at bigkevsgeekstuff@gmail.com.
Correct.
And in that email, you are going to come up.
No. This is a voicemail.
Oh, we'll do voicemail.
Voicemail,
okay.
Yeah.
So then you're going to leave us a voicemail.
Right.
And... And
that voicemail,
yes,
you are going to give us the title, and a 3-sentence, or make it 5, a 5-sentence description,
right? Synopsis
of a movie that you are creating,
right?
In the ultra campy genre like Iron Sky,
right? So remember, Cowboys vs. Aliens is out.
No, you can't do one that already exists. And if you do one that already exists, We're going to call you on it.
That's right. We're going to lambast you.
And you are going to lose.
That's right.
So,
you get nothing.
So, first of all, you're going to do the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And you are going to leave us a voicemail with the, you know, hey, this is fill in the blank.
Right.
The title of my movie is fill in the blank.
Right.
And then you're going to give five sentences that describe the movie. Like, so for example, if I was doing it with Iron Sky, it might go something like this. Hey, this is Big Kev from the Tri-State area. The name of my movie is Iron Sky, and it's about Nazis who establish a base on the moon during World War II. One sentence. Now, they have built enough equipment to get their revenge on the Earth. Two sentences. And they were discovered accidentally by an American astronaut. Three sentences. Hilarity ensues.
Okay.
That's four sentences. You have a bonus sentence.
Right.
Okay? So that's what we want. We want a campy movie title.
Right.
And we want a five-line description of that movie that you are creating.
Right.
So do not do the, what was it called? The brain that wouldn't die, and say it's a woman's head in a vat of liquid. And
but, you know, but think along that line. Think along the lines of Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Think along the lines of even Cowboys or Aliens to a certain degree. Think along that line.
To every fucking degree.
That line.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Campy.
All right. Let's move on to this.
Geek stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
All right. Now, I have one that I did not purchase that I believe you may not have purchased either, but I wanted to talk about.
Is it what I think is the last issue of Uncanny X-Men?
It is not. No.
Okay.
What the fuck, can I didn't buy it, is Legend of the Dark Knight.
Oh, I didn't buy that either.
Issue one. I picked it up.
Let me see it.
I didn't buy it.
Oh.
I picked it up. Meaning I picked it up off the
yes.
shelf.
Yes, not purchased.
And I thumbed through it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, eh.
I missed
and
it.
And I put it back on the shelf.
I missed it entirely.
I don't even know what it is.
Is it an anthology? Is it little stories?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It didn't.
Nah, I feel bad.
It didn't grab me by the short curls.
Well, you know, now I think what we need to do, OG, is actually pick it up.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is purchase it. And maybe we should have a word about what it actually is on the show next week.
And how about this? If you've picked it up.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Why don't you, no prize for this. Just be a team player. Why don't you give a call?
No prize?
Give a call to the GVM line, 425-920-6050,
uh-huh.
And just give us your review. And we'll play your review on the show.
That seems
We're
fair.
Putting the show in your hands.
Yeah.
You do the work.
You do the work.
All right. I'm going to go through what I did pick up, however, this week.
Okay.
I did pick up Green Arrow number 13 because I'm a glutton for punishment and because he doesn't have a gun on the cover. So I feel as though I can read it. I did pick up
Green Pistol,
Batman Detective Comics
uh-huh.
number 13.
Yes, I did too.
But I'm a little confused because I thought the 13s in the Bat books
uh-huh.
were all part of the Death of the Family storyline. But maybe that's kicking off with Batman 13.
I think it is.
And then we'll then fall into the 14 issues of the other Bat books.
Or maybe this has something to do with
it. It might tie in at the end, but the on the cover it says, the time of the Penguin is now.
That doesn't mean anything.
John Layman, Jason Fabok. Detective got a little bit better. I'm still not in love with it.
Okay.
But, you know, I was going to – I wrote it out. Through Night of the Owls.
Right.
And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to give up on it. And then it was like, okay. And now I'm ready to give up on it again, except for Death of the Family is starting. And I'm like,
right.
God damn it, fucking fuck. Anyway. In the Marvel books that I picked up this week, Amazing Spider-Man, $6.95. The Return of the Hobgoblin. And this has actually been picking up. It's actually not bad. And I'm pretty excited because I don't think that shit-ass El Stinko character, Alpha, is in this one.
Ugh.
So that's good. And then,
Stinko.
What is quickly turning into one of my favorite new books, Harvest, issue 3 is out this week.
Yeah, you've been talking about that
really
a lot.
It's really good. It's like a, it's kind of like a crime thriller, drama, sci-fi sort of
Traitor
story.
Waiter.
It's, you know what, I would say that Traitor Raider is an okay way to go, and I'm, as of issue 3, I'm going to still recommend that you do that.
Okay.
I'll continue to update you as the weeks go by.
I was going to add the X-Men issue, but I don't have it in front of me now, which I think is the last issue of Uncanny. It certainly seems like it's the last issue of Uncanny, but I don't know if it actually is.
Every issue of Uncanny seems like it's the last issue of Uncanny.
Well, certainly that it should be. So the only thing I have to add, OG, is the Lone Ranger ongoing number 10.
I hear the trailer for that film came out today.
Oh, did it?
I hear it was not well received.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Well, you know, Johnny Depp has had a lot of bad movies. Oh, wait, no, he hasn't.
No, not really. And he's getting ready to go into production on Pirates 5.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
Not so about it. There it is. And then in trades, this is Star Wars Omnibus Clone Wars Volume 2, The Enemy on All Sides. So, you know, OG, this is the Dark Horse Omnibus series. 392 pages of beautiful Star Wars comics for you to enjoy for the low, low price of only 25 beans. You know, they're slightly smaller than full size, but guess what? You still get all of the same fabulous art and writing and everything else that's gone into these books. Let's see if I can tell you what this republishes. Let's see. Usually they do a good job of telling you right on the inside what these omnibus republishes. Maybe not this one though. Collects the stories that follow the events. Summary. Collection of stories that follow the events in Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. The Jedi Knights have become generals and leaders. Well, we know that. What's it reprinting? It actually doesn't. Oh, there it is. This volume collects Star Wars Republic 64, then 55 through 60, and 62. I guess they're out of order when they say stuff like that.
Probably.
Because shouldn't it be like 55 through 60, then 62, then 64? But anyway,
sure.
I mean, because they're out of order. Star Wars Jedi Yoda, which I think was a one shot. Star Wars Republic 65 and 66 and 68. And Star Wars General Grievous 1 through 4. So that's it. Wow, it's kind of laid out a little weird, but I guess maybe it's laid out chronologically. You know, so certain events happen. I mean, it's all happening relatively at the same time, but maybe they're laying out what's going on in here. Maybe they're laying that out in chronological order. That's the only thing I can think of. I have to get Dark Horse and find out if they'll explain that. But anyway, Clone Wars Volume 2, like we said, 392 pages, $25. You won't believe how cool it is for you, sir. What is that?
We'll get to it when we get to New York Comic Con news.
Oh.
Let's do product first.
Geek stuff. Product
reviews.
Want
to go first, or you want me to go first?
You go first. Right.
So a couple weeks back, we talked about the new Hanna-Barbera line, and it was Jazzwares, I should say, that was putting these out.
I told you.
The licenses involved are the Jetsons.
So far.
Captain Caveman, so far. Tom and Jerry.
It's all Hanna-Barbera.
Yogi Bear, and Secret Squirrel and Morocco Mole. I have here in studio the middle scale, because there are three scales to these. There are PVCs.
Right. PVCs, then, kind of a
This is like a
four-inch
scale, and there's a six-to-eight-inch scale, right?
And then there's plush also.
Yes, there is plush also. Right. So, yeah, I have Captain Caveman. He doesn't have a ton of points of articulation, but he's pretty cool. I'm going to say probably maybe like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe like 10 points of articulation. He comes with the club. He comes with his little cape. His cape is vinyl. It's not actual fabric. But, you know, it's just a great kind of representation of this character. I would be interested in the Jetsons if they put out the whole line in the 4-inch scale. You said what? Dastardly and
if they make Dick Dastardly and Muttley.
And Muttley, yeah.
I will get that. I may have to get that little Captain Caveman that you have.
He's pretty awesome.
I haven't seen that one though.
I'm looking at the picture of other characters on the back, and
there's
it's
a ton of characters on the back that I just
Jabberjaw.
Like, yeah, Dinomutt's on the back.
Dinomutt.
I mean, with all due respect, the Blue Falcon Dinomutt action figures that came out. I mean, and this is going back quite a few years. Are freaking awesome.
Actually, isn't there a Hong Kong Fooey figure out also?
There is.
He's
I've
not
seen
mentioned
him in,
on the back of this package.
I've seen him in 6-inch.
Right.
But I have not seen him
in the four inch.
So
they might be different licenses. I know Rosie is in the 4-inch also. There's a Fred Flintstone in there.
I saw a little Fred Flintstone.
There's a big one with the bowling hat on. Furry hat.
With the water buffalo
hat.
Yeah, I think I got to get this Captain Caveman.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice figure.
I think Captain Caveman in this scale, if there's a Hong Kong Fooey in this scale, that I would be interested in.
Well, what I like about Captain Caveman in the 4-inch scale is that he's probably in scale with the other figures in the 6-inch scale. Because he was small. He wasn't
that
big
small.
You don't think so?
No, you got to look at a picture.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you see him next to the girls. Remember he had three girls? Because that was the thing. Yeah. Everything had three girls with it or him. Yeah, all right. I would get that one.
So check those out. They're by Jazzwares. Maybe we'll get some more on the show to talk about. But definitely pretty cool. Definitely a bit nostalgic.
Speaking of tiny action figures.
Speaking of.
DC Collectibles' latest release is the Titan Joker. Batman Arkham Deluxe figure Titan Joker. Now, this is from the second game, right?
Yes.
Right, isn't
yes.
it? From Arkham?
No, Titan Joker was actually in the first one as well.
Oh, that's Asylum?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it looks like the Joker has hulked out pretty much.
Yeah, he's on what's it called? He's on Titan. It's like a hopped up version of what's Bane on? Venom?
Venom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically a huge ripped.
It's like Joker on roids.
Gross Joker, yeah.
He's got the bones protruding out of his back.
Well,
and
what's great about
claws.
It is, I think he's in the right scale, right? And
he is ginormous.
And he's like, I mean, that's got to be a 12-inch figure, doesn't it?
Yeah, when you fight him in the game, you're Bitty Batman versus...
Right. So he's 12-inch...
Macy's Day Parade.
He's 12 inches, but he's for the 6-inch scale.
Right.
Now, they did release two other ones that we didn't talk about.
Okay.
One was Killer Croc.
Which is awesome.
Probably the best Killer Croc figure I've ever seen.
It's amazing.
And the other one was Mr. Freeze, who...
The Freeze figure is nice.
It's nice, but it seems like they kind of blew things out of proportion in order to make him bigger.
Yeah, his scale is wrong. They shouldn't have done it in the ginormal scale.
Yeah.
But
this
done
Joker,
it.
They absolutely has. I have done.
If they wanted to do another big scale figure, they should have just done Bane.
Maybe that's coming.
Maybe.
This says a little flavor text. The Joker never could beat Batman in a fair fight, but amplified on the experimental Titan formula, Titan Joker will give Batman the fight of his life.
Nice.
Yeah. So he's fully articulated. Seems like he has, what, a billion points of articulation?
Yeah. He's well sculpted.
The figure stands 11.5 inches tall.
I love the sculpt on his face.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, my only gripe with this isn't with the work that DC did as far as a figure is concerned. I'm just not a fan of the... I like the concept of the character,
yeah.
but I'm not a fan of the design of the Titan
oh, I
Joker.
See.
So the figure is a beautiful representation
right.
of what, in my opinion, is a less than stellar design.
Gotcha.
That makes
sculpted
sense?
Sculpted by Phil Ramirez.
Okay.
Ramirez. The box is... I don't know what happened to DC Collectibles packaging has gone south.
You know
south.
What? I think they sacrificed the packaging in as many ways as possible in order to not charge you $90.
Yeah, this figure, mad expensive. I think it was like $79.99.
Because
yeah.
you know, it would have come in a nice flip magnetic, you know, 5 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, it would have been
yeah.
a big box and like a flip thing, a magnet with like all sorts of artwork and like flavor text and images. But, you know, it's like, look, put it in a window box, charge $10 less, and you'll move more product.
Maybe.
So in that regard, it's a box. You're going to toss the box anyway.
Right.
I mean, you're going to display this piece. You're not keeping this piece in a box on your shelf. I mean, if you're buying this, you're not keeping it in the box. You're displaying it. So,
yeah, I am. I'm displaying
it. I know,
it.
But you know, you're a poser.
Eventually,
so okay.
I'm not a poser. Fuck you.
All right, let's move past product.
Earning that explicit tag.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about New York Comic Con.
Oh my God, could there be more? So, why don't you give us a line? Do you have a lineup now at this point?
I have a lineup for our booth for sure.
All right.
And I will post a schedule online. But we are very focused this year. We don't have quite as many guests this year, but I think it's going to work out for us. I think our booth is probably not quite as big as Cat Shit Corner was. But
wow.
But I think it's a great booth. Artist Alley this year is in the North Pavilion. So if you remember, that's all the way on the other end. That's where the autographing arena was last year.
Yeah.
So
where we saw the milky, sickly looking.
Yes, Felicia Day.
Felicia Day.
I'm
completely over her, by the way.
Oh, that's good. Oh, speaking of Felicia Day, The Guild season 6 episode 1 premiered yesterday.
Only on Geek and Sundry.
Yes.
What happened to their deal?
Maybe it went away. Over. Maybe she's making more from Geek and Sundry.
Geek and Sundry is like her own site.
Yeah, but she could have her own sponsorship through that site.
I guess.
You know what I mean? But anyway, so Artist Alley is in the North Pavilion this year. We are closer to The Block, which is kind of like the designer toy urban vinyl section of the con. It is the podcast arena. Again, it is 3261. And throughout the course of the weekend, we're going to have Selena and the Jelly Empire, and she just announced or showed some more teaser images. In addition to the comic book that she has coming out, she's gotten some new stickers, posters, greeting cards. The Super Jelly piece is coming out, so that is over there.
Now, and, what about now? Is this the? Are we going to announce our Doc A exclusive now?
We don't have a Doc A exclusive.
Isn't there a Doc A?
No.
And
no.
Argonaut Resin.
No.
No.
Eric from Argonaut Resins is going to be there. He's got some exclusive tuts going on at the con. I don't know that they're exclusive only to our booth, though, because he has...
Okay, new rule for New York Comic Con or any other show that we do.
Yeah.
You want to sit at our table, we get an exclusive. A Big Kev's Geek Stuff exclusive for our table.
He's always had one just for our table.
Oh, does he have one now?
This year he might not have one for us. I'm not 100% sure
because
he still hasn't released everything.
Well,
and I will put up the stuff he has released on the website. But he is at Exmoor Studios as well, which I think is the comic book company that he works with.
Okay.
So he will be there as well. But he will be at our booth for a bunch of hours Saturday and Sunday.
Four Horsemen?
No. Cornboy is going through some rough.
Oh, that's true. We should take a moment and send our best wishes out to Cornboy and his family.
Dad and his family and stuff like that. I don't want to get into personal details, but best wishes and positive thoughts and prayers and all that stuff.
And in 4 months from now, when you listen to this episode, you'll appreciate that we said that.
And then Rich Page is going to be at our booth. He's got a ton of stuff, too.
Dickie Page.
Some great exclusive, some continuations of releases he's had already.
Okay.
So that should be really exciting. And then the other...
Wobots will be at our booth.
Will not be at our booth. Stop lying.
Why do we have... Where?
I don't know. You could contact them. You're friends with these people, too.
Speaking of contact...
I know. That's what Comic-Con is for.
Is Doc A going to be there?
He's definitely going to be in New York. I'm assuming he's going to be at the con on Friday.
Okay.
He's going to be at his show Friday night.
Okay.
And he might even be at the Designer Toy Awards on Saturday night.
Okay.
So we will be there as well. Nathan Hamill reached out to me and said, hey, I'm coming to New York Comic Con, which is pretty awesome because the billions of times that I've met Nathan, I've never actually had a chance to talk to him in person.
Right.
You did, though, at Celebration, 2 years ago? Didn't
Nathan?
You?
No, his father.
I thought you met him. I thought you had the chance to see him at Celebration.
Not,
but anyway, he's going to be there on Friday at Tenacious Toys. Tenacious Toys, by the way, is booth 3121.
And what is Tenacious Toys?
Stop it. Nathan is making a debut of his new piece, Strife and Sire.
What's that look like?
These are going to be limited to 150 pieces.
Oh, my.
$50 a piece.
$149.
Yeah. They are $50 each.
Uh-huh.
And it is a couple new characters he's working on. And they're pretty freaking awesome. I really like Nathan's work, the little bat dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really like Nathan's piece.
Is that both characters?
Yeah, I think it's one piece on...
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely going to want to check this out. Over at booth 3121, that's Benny's booth. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'll throw an image of this up in our photo gallery as well.
Okay.
But, of course, 3261, that's the Geek Stuff booth. Make sure you stop by.
Yeah.
Hopefully we will have – I know we'll have some stickers to give away. We might have some other stuff to give away
as
well.
Is Nathan signing at our booth?
No. How can I forget? We have – we are going to be throughout the entire con – I think throughout the entire con, definitely Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are going to have the October Toys Toy Break OMFG Series 1 exclusive Stealth edition at our booth.
Oh, nice.
George and Eileen, I'm still trying to work out a time for them to come and actually hang out at the booth for a little bit.
Right.
But even when they're not there, we're going to have those at our booth for you to purchase. So you definitely should come by and grab those if you're interested in that lineup. And I think that's it for now. I mean, other information that comes up, I would say pay really close attention to our website, BigCatGeekStuff.com, and the blog, the OG, my blog on there, because I will put any new updates, additional photos, schedules, and stuff like that.
Cool.
I'm going to put them on the site over the course of the next week, because, again, there is no show next week. So
yes, no show next week.
And hopefully we see you guys next week. Stop by the booth,
now,
say hi.
And we have a bunch of evening activities, don't we? Now, let me see if now, Wednesday night is the Hasbro event.
Right. Which I will not be attending, but
I will be there, yeah. And then what's Thursday night?
Thursday night, there is nothing that I know of Thursday night as of yet.
Right.
But Thursday night is also a very late night.
Oh.
The con goes till 9 o'clock, which means we're not even out of that Javits Center until 9:30 or 10, if we're lucky. So I think Thursday night's probably going to be for the most part, is going to be a low-key night.
Okay.
Friday night is Postcards from New Yorkshire, which is Doc A's show at My Plastic Heart.
Yes, we got to go.
And there's another show going on that night someplace else, but that's the one that we're going to be at for sure.
Right.
Saturday night is the Geek Girls Party, and you could check out their Facebook page for information on that. If you don't have tickets already, they're still for sale. Tickets are not going to be available at the door for that event, so you have to buy them in advance. That's always a really fun time.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have the opportunity to pop over there.
Yeah.
But for sure, we're also going to be going to the Designer Toy Awards, which is hosted by Clutter Magazine.
Are we presenting an award there?
No. I believe that the evening is hosted by the Suck Lord. So I believe. And,
his suckiness?
I think he has some sort of piece that's going to be there well that night.
Interesting.
I know Spanky Stokes has a stroll piece that's going to be available in the goodie bags. Of course, Spanky's going to be around all week and walking around, so you could say hi to him if you get a chance to see him. And I also hear, pray tell, perhaps, that Saturday night might be the big gathering dinner-wise also.
At the Busted Tooth Noodle
House? At the Busted Tooth Noodle House. After the Designer Tour.
Busted Tooth, sorry.
And then Sunday night is pass out night. Sunday night, the con ends at 5 o'clock.
We're home by 10.
Yeah, if we go out to dinner with maybe Booker or something that night, last year.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's going to be a long 4 days. Don't forget, the con on Thursday, it's 3 o'clock it starts. It's not in the morning. It's 3 to 9 that
day. So we got
to
be there, 9:30?
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, I think that's it for this week's
episode. All right, OG. Well, with that, we're going to say that we hope to see all of you who can make it to New York Comic Con.
Right.
Over there at our booth at New York Comic Con. And other than that,
don't forget, you can check us out online and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You can find us on Twitter at BKGeekStuff and at GeekStuffOG. Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Like us if you don't. If you don't subscribe to us on iTunes, please do. And if you do, please leave us a review. That would be greatly appreciated. And don't forget the Iron Sky contest. You can call the GVM line.
Nazis in space, people.
425-920-6050 and leave your entry. I'm going to say...
Let's be very specific about this entry. While you determine the time, I will tell you, you need to leave, hey, this is so-and-so, your name. We need the title of your campy movie and a five-sentence maximum description.
Right. Five-sentence maximum. You could do it in two...
Yeah, do it.
Good for you. We're going to say entries for this first week are going to be October 17th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because we're not here next week. So first entry, October 17th, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I think that's it.
Yes, sir. Okay. And OG, then we'll bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close by saying good night, Todd McFarlane, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.